Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This week, I am in the darkness. Literally, it is a haunted house in the Soulard neighborhood. I'm with GM Michael Killian. Inside, we're surrounded by monsters and heads. It's pretty creepy. Thank God it's during the day. Michael, thanks for inviting me over.
Absolutely. Glad to have you.
I mean, we are in Halloween season now. Tell me about the background of this place. When did it get started? A little bit of the history.
Darkness is actually celebrating 30 years.
30, wow.
Open, yeah. We actually used to be in the building next door. We've been over here for over 10 years now. We've been doing several haunts, like I said, for 30 years. So
this is one of several that still exist?
Yes, we still have Creepy World in Fenton and the Lemp Haunted House a couple blocks away.
Okay, so you do that one too?
Yes.
What is your fascination with haunted houses?
I've actually been doing this for 32 years. I started when I was 16, and it was horror movies at first, and I went through my first haunted house and loved it so much, I literally went to the owner that night and asked for a job.
Really? And what was your job?
I was a regular actor my first season, and it was something I'd never seen before, never did before, and it hooked me right away.
What did you do exactly? What were you wearing?
So my first season, I was it was like a skeleton creature. I just had a black robe and a skeleton mask. Things were a lot different back then. Nowadays, we use movie-quality masks and set-quality costumes and lots of professional makeup artists.
So what goes into running a place like The Darkness?
Oh, there's so much involved. First of all, we spend months preseason getting everything ready. Just for The Darkness alone, we redo several big areas of the haunt every year so that customers who come every season don't get the exact same show. We want to give them new stuff every year. Between the three haunts, we have over 200 actors. We have security teams. We have gift shop. We have food vendors. And everything has to be auditioned, hired, and put on paper before we ever get ready to start, and then we just hit the season running.
So it's pretty much like a theatrical production. I mean, in terms of the things you have to do beforehand, audition, you get the cast right. I assume there are run-throughs, rehearsals, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we have something we call Ghoul School, and once we have all of our applicants, they've done all their paperwork, before the season starts, we have a Ghoul School. They all come. We go through lots of scenarios on how to scare, how to get the best scare, what kind of characters you want to be, and we train. It's usually a 4 or 5 hour night where we just really buckle down and train all the actors.
Well, give me one tip. What's a way to scare people that's safe? I guess that's also important, right?
Sure, yeah. Actually, we have very strict rules for the actors. There's no touching. You can't touch a customer. There's no cussing or vulgar language. We're a family show. But what we tell the actors, the most important thing just going into it is the haunted house is very loud. Between animations, overall sound, other customers scaring or getting scared, and other actors scaring around you, the key to being scary is being loud.
Okay.
It really doesn't matter that much what you say to people. When you're a startle scare, if you're loud and you're not there and then there, you're going to get the scare.
What's the key to a good haunted house? I mean, obviously scaring people, but in terms of the overall experience?
We found that you have to find the right combination of beautiful scenes with fog, because you've put too much fog, you can't see what you've done to the room. If you don't put enough fog, it just looks like a regular room. So really just maintaining the illusion of you're in a scary movie.
So that's the general concept. You're in a scary movie.
Yeah.
Walking slowly through, and you don't know what's coming next.
Right. Yeah. Any time that we can give a 10 or 15 second like lull in the scares to let people get their composure back and they start to feel a little safe again, and then bam, you hit them again. That's how you really get good scares.
And is it mostly human scares, or do you have other things that are objects, like swinging things or props?
Oh yeah, we are. The darkness is loaded with animations, whether they just be popping air sounds or big creatures that move and scream at you and stuff like that. But yeah, we're loaded front door to back door with all kinds of scares, including our actors.
And where does all this equipment come from?
There's a big show that that is put on here in St. Louis called Transworld every year, and basically all of the vendors and haunters from around the world come. And they peddle their wares. They bring their animations. They bring their fake blood. They bring their costumes. And we're lucky that it's here in St. Louis. So we go and we, you know, you get to walk around and see, hey, this would be great for our haunt. So to put on a haunt like Darkness, we utilize probably 50 different vendors in the industry.
Now, how about the actors? Who are these people? Are they actors in the community? Are they people who just want to get into acting? Where do they come from normally?
We actually don't get many, quote, thespians. Most of the people we get, they know they love Halloween, they love haunted houses, they love scary movies. And just like me, a lot of people just come and say, well, I don't know, I've never done it, I'd like to try. I tell everybody, and myself included, we all have a little something wrong with us. And if you can tap into that, And have fun with it. This is such a wonderful release of your energy for the day. It's like free therapy.
That's pretty funny. So what are the logistics during this season? How often is the Darkness open? What are the hours? How do people find out about it?
So it's all online on our website. And we are currently, so in September we have one more weekend, this coming weekend, and then starting in October we'll be doing weekends along with some Thursdays and Sundays, and at the end of the month for the last 9 days and the first 2 days of November straight is what we call Hell Week. We're open every single night. So yeah, and you can buy your tickets online and they're good for every night. It doesn't matter when you come.
Well, I would imagine that you're doing pretty well because you've been doing it for three decades and you're still open, and so you have a pretty good business, right? I mean, it's not just a scraping by break even type thing.
I don't think it makes anybody rich to run a haunted house, but it's definitely a big money business. We put in probably, I would guess, 3/4 of the amount we get out. So we put in a ton of money all year long. We do a great number of people throughout the season. And then at the end of the year, we start deciding, all right, what are we going to spend this money on? Let's build this new scene, that new scene. And you come out of the darkness, you think it's over, but you're instantly pushed right into a queue line for the crazy clown carnival Terror Visions. And
Terror Visions, what is that?
It is all 3D, bright colors. You got to wear 3D glasses.
Okay.
And it's everything you would expect from a creepy clown. Horns and jugglers and crazy clowns popping out everywhere.
So if you're afraid of clowns, this is either the place you want to go to get your scare on,
right,
or stay very far away.
Yeah, right. Come and face your fear.
Yeah, exactly. And then you said there was a little mini escape room.
Yeah, so once you exit out of Terror Visions, you enter our Monster Museum. We have lots of our autographs and movie quality props, as well as video games. But then we have our gift shop where you can purchase tickets to play a 5-minute escape. And it's four like quick, simple puzzles. And if you figure it out, you make it. If you don't, we kill you. I mean, no. You lose. But yep.
So you do run an escape room. Is that year round?
The one escape rooms next door are year round.
And you have seven different hour long ones.
Yes.
Well, those are that's fun.
As well as putt putt mini golf, black light mini golf.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Black light mini golf. Yep. Yeah, that's awesome. That goes right hand in hand with all this. How much does it cost to go through the darkness?
So ticket price this year is general admission $33. On really busy nights, you can buy speed pass, which is another, I think it's $15. We tell most people, buy your tickets online. You'll have it ready. You don't have to wait in line to buy a ticket when you get here. But if you forgot to, ticket booth is always open.
And what are the hours?
So on slower nights, we're open 7 to 10, sometimes 7 to 9:30, depending like on a Tuesday or Wednesday. On busy nights, we'll be open from anywhere between 7 and 11:30 or 6:30 and 11:30.
And on Halloween, what's this place like on the day of Halloween?
Halloween night is, it's always kind of a crapshoot for us because the closer it is to a weekend, the more likely to have lots and lots of costumed customers show up. When it's in the middle of the week, we usually get the kind of diehard haunt fans who just come to see the haunted house. But it's always a good night. We love Halloween.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine. And then I saw some of the masks downstairs. What's kind of trendy these days in terms of the characters that you're seeing in the darkness?
So new this year, I guess Terrifier is making, I don't know if they made a second movie or something, but Terrifier is real big. There's been some new werewolves coming out of the silicone mask companies that are really, really good. I guess last year was pumpkins, and I think that's slowly working its way out. So we'll have to see probably
like pumpkin heads.
Pumpkin heads, yeah. And Sam from Trick or Treat and stuff like that. But darkness, our costumes are based on the themes of each haunt. So whereas we have a bit of the haunt that's kind of Egyptian, like with Medusa and stuff like that, we have a Cthulhu mask, a Medusa mask. So we try to base our characters around the scenes they're in. So anything that we see at Transworld that really fits our haunts, you know, we just grab it up.
And are you still that into the scary world and watching horror movies? Is that to this day?
To this day, yeah. My wife runs the actors at Darkness. My daughter is the lead actor here at the Darkness. We've got friends and family at all three haunts. The gentleman who married my wife and I runs the actors at Lemp. So it's a big family affair as well as really great friends. And we work together for so many years now. It's not just during the season. We have to hang out in the off season. Not have to. We get to.
Tell me a little bit about the other two places, the Lemp, and what's the third one?
Creepy World.
Creepy World.
Yeah. So Lemp is one of the older haunts here in St. Louis. It has changed hands a few times, but the Lemp is three stories underground. It's in the Lemp Brewery, and it's very underground, dark, and damp, and like really gritty scary. It's more of the, like, the actors are the scares. We do have some animations, but it's just so already themed with all the rock wall and everything that it just is naturally kind of scary down there, even for those of us who build it every year. And then Creepy World in Fenton is one of the biggest haunts. It's huge. There's so many individual haunts as well as the Midway, and they have 5-minute escape out there, as well as Pumpkin Patch and like numerous other things for people to do. And it's so big. Like walking through that place, just working on it, like you're walking around there for hours every day.
Well, Michael, now we're inside the darkness. You've been giving me a little tour, and without any of the animatronics or anything moving, it's still scary. Yeah, I'll give you credit for that. But you were telling me about a company that makes scents for haunted houses?
Yes, there's a company called Froggy's Fog, and they make an entire line of basically like car fresheners, but they have a variety of smells. Everything from cotton candy and popcorn to sterile hospital, old urine, charred corpse, and some of the scents are I would just say very offensive to your nose.
I was going to say, yeah. Technology, I'm sure, has made this a lot easier in some ways.
Oh, yeah, a lot. And a lot harder in some ways, too. Yeah, because trying to hide animations. And we used to be literally latex masks, black robes, and the old cornstarch fake blood. And now you've got stuff that you would literally see in blockbuster movies.
Michael Killian, he's the GM of The Darkness. Also, The Lemp Haunted House and Creepy World out in Fenton. So you got options this Halloween to get your scare on. Michael, it's been fun.
Thank you very much. So glad to be here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.